This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, what a crappy world for leftists. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Crappy world to be a leftist. Oh, man. You wake up every morning going, no, no, it's like a nightmare. No, no. Oh, my gosh. It's reality. Even when they – here's what's funny thing about, you know, dreams is you dream and your world is really peaceful and all that. Not – yeah, the leftists may have those dreams like, oh, we got rid of Trump, oh my goodness. But guess what they wake up to? They wake up to the nightmare of what they created. Yeah. They don't know how to handle it. We are not 2 full months into the coup of President Trump, and the world of leftism is crumbling all around them. And it won't take long, folks, before they prove to the world what happened in the big cheat. Let me give you just a few examples. The Michigan judge has ruled, one of them, has ruled that the Secretary of State performed illegal acts when it comes to the ballot harvesting that they did. So that's one. Georgia is talking about counting all the ballots. Arizona has to produce the Maricopa County ballots, and even though they're trying to destroy them, it's going to prove, again, that massive voter fraud occurred. Now you say, well, come on, Kevin Jackson. It's too late. Too little, too late. It's after the fact, right? It is, but it's better late than never. And what will all this do? It's going to vindicate all of us. It's going to give us the ability to go to Congress and say, hey, I thought we were all fake news and conspiracy theories. It's really funny how all these conspiracy theories that have been waged by people like Alex Jones and others came to be true. Are they conspiracies when it turns out, in fact, they are true? We'll talk about quite a few of these today. No wonder Democrats are doing everything within their power to stay in power. They are wanting to get rid of the filibuster. No, you can't. We don't need the 60 votes anymore. Let's just make it 51. I talked about this the other day. Don't trust Democrats. If I was a Republican and we got control of Congress, I would give them no quarter. Whatever rules are set, they're set. Whatever's set for you when you're in control is what's going to stay. We are not negotiating anything. You're negotiating with terrorists. Yeah, I'll say it for you, because many of you are afraid to say what Democrats really are. They are terrorists. Let me tell you what terrorists do. They let terrorists into your midst. They don't care. You want to know how you have terrorists in your midst, America? Go to any big city. Look at the crime rate. These are terrorists. But you know what they do with terrorists? Thug worship. Thug worship. They love their terrorists. They love their drug dealers. They love their child pornographers. They love their sex traffickers. They love them all. They love that you have terrorists in your midst. Keeps you fearful. You need government to get involved, which government never does. Not with the left. They don't get involved. But they want you to think. There's a boogeyman around every corner. Well, there is. And they put them there. The Michael Browns of the world, the George Floyd. Let me tell you, you don't want to meet up with a George Floyd in a back alley. You just don't want to do it. This dude gets 20-something million dollars in a settlement. Do you think that clown's life was worth that alive? George Floyd could live 20 lifetimes, and they shouldn't spend that money on him. And it isn't I'm not decrying his death by any means. I think it's a tragedy when anybody dies per se. Somebody cares. no matter how bad they are. If the if their parents are alive or a brother or sister is alive, somebody cares. Somebody cared about all the serial killers that we've captured. But that doesn't make them good people. Doesn't mean that we have to give them millions of dollars because they do something stupid. Hit the lotto. I'm just telling you right now, there are a lot of black folks going, this is the policeman's lotto. I talked about this years ago with Michael Brown and all these other people. Every time somebody black gets themselves killed, we got to settle up for millions of dollars. It is a form of reparations, and it's stupid. Anyway, Democrats are doing everything they can to stay in power. Even, get this, 16-year-olds, they want them to vote. Here's Ayanna Pressley, congresswoman, talking about this.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in support of my amendment to H.R. 1, the For the People Act. H.R. 1 is bold, transformative legislation which fights voter suppression, promotes access to the ballot, cracks down on money in politics, and provides transparency to the American people. Passing this bill has never been more urgent. We must act to protect and preserve our democracy. My amendment gets to the heart of H.R. 1 and recognizes the contributions that young people continue to make to our democracy. By lowering the federal voting age from 18 to 16 years of age, my amendment would enfranchise young Americans to help shape and inform the policies that will set the course for our future. From police violence to immigration reform to climate change to the future of work and minimum wage, our young people are organizing, mobilizing, and calling us to action. They are at the forefront of social movements and have more than earned inclusion in our democracy. Mr. Speaker, 16 and 17-year-old constituents of mine are supporting their families. They are working not for enrichment or to build a resume, but because they have no choice. They are attending school full-time and taking care of loved ones in the midst of the COVID crisis. Young people are contributing both to the labor force and their local economies by paying taxes, and yet they are deprived of the opportunity to exercise their right to vote. Some have questioned the maturity of our youth. I don't. 16 and 17-year-olds today possess wisdom and maturity defined by today's challenges, hardships, and opportunities. They deserve and demand a government that is accountable to them, a government that values their voices and understands the depth and breadth of their lived experience. They are not a monolith, but they are nation builders, living through a global pandemic, confronting racial injustice, and rebuilding our democracy. Now is the time for us to meet the moment and enfranchise 16 and 17-year-olds.
Bunch of gobbledygook. By the way, there are 16-year-olds taking care of their families, and you should be calling Child Protective Services on those families. Welcome back. This is the insanity that we face, and there's a ton more. There's a ton more. We aren't anywhere close to the end of their insanity. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Playing politics with people's lives, that is what Democrats specialize in. They talk about things like humanity and all this stuff. And if we can just save one life, you know, and what they're going to do for everybody. And they completely do not care. Politics. It's really that simple. How could you possibly, I'm going to use the Wu flu as an example. How could you possibly want to shut down people's businesses, to put people in quarantine who are well, who want to go out and work? I mean, it is man's innate sense of self to want to go out and do something with his hands, you know, to make his mark on the world. And you stop that. You just say, we're going to stop it. And you stop it on a fraud, on a total ruse. You can talk to me all you want about Wu flu numbers. They are absolute, utter nonsense and BS. The same way, if you want to try to convince me that Joe Biden won the election
with 82 million votes. He didn't win the election, number one. He didn't get 82 million votes. There is nothing that you can tell me to change my mind on either one of those points. And if you push it, I will get data. I will break out my math skills. I'll have to dust them off, but I will. And I will give you every kind of model. You don't have to be an MIT mathematician to know that these guys have lied through their teeth. Are you kidding? So this is what we face. By the way, welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. Unafraid to tell you what I need to tell you. And by the way, I hear all the time, well, Kevin, you know, they're not going to play this on there because you're speaking counterculture at this point. Okay, if these end up being underground, you know, broadcast or whatever, fine. So be it. I'm not going to get rich from my radio show like other people. Sorry for me. But you know what? I'm not going to hold back. This is ridiculous what we are running into, and it takes somebody willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to say exactly what you want me to say so I can feel, you know, like, oh, well, now it'll go further and further. Do I want this broadcast and the things that I say to get further out there? Absolutely. But I believe in the underground, and I believe in a living God who says, Kevin, you just keep doing what I'm telling you to do, and everything will work out. And that's why I do it. By the way, quick shout out to my buddy, Andy Franco. Andy and I worked together years ago when I was a manufacturer's rep. And I tell the story all the time about being the Teledyne, there was a group of companies that, and I sold Teledyne relays. And I won their National Sales Award. And Andy was there at the time. I think Tom Garland was his boss, the vice president of sales. And I went to the factory where they make them. And up to that point, it was nothing but sales for me. Like, hey, how can I go sell these parts and make some money and keep, you know, please people, please the bosses, you know, the guys who we were repping. Because we wanted to keep the line. It was one of our biggest product lines. And I just wanted to sell. And I didn't like Nancy, what's her face, who wore a brown polyester suit every day. She was like Monk. She must have had 50 of these. She had 7 of them, I guess, and she wore one every day. But anyway, I couldn't stand it. She had me competing against Hi-G, who made electromechanical relays. So started selling solid-state relays. Now, in full disclosure, my predecessor, guy named Leon, I'm surprised I can remember these names, he had gotten it started, but I ended up specking these products all over. So there's hardly a missile system or an airframe that I didn't get Teledyne solid state relays in. But here's the point of the story, and it goes back to what I was talking about. I went to the factory, and Tom Garland walked me through that factory, and he says, Kevin, meet Quang Bang, you know, some Vietnamese lady. It was a lot of Vietnamese working in high-tech manufacturing, and I met her, and he says, she's the one building these parts, and this is the person that does this part, and this is the person that does this part of the manufacturing process. And I'm watching all these people that are building the parts that I'm specifying, I'm getting specced in, and I remember it hitting me like a ton of bricks that, man, this isn't fun and games. If you don't make a sale, they don't have work to do. You're putting them out of business. I will never forget the realization. Up to that point, it was fun and games. Let me tell you why I tell you this story. Because it's fun and games for the Democrats and the leftists who put people out of business. You want to know why? Because they've never walked through those factories. They've never looked in the eyes of a capitalist who's put his or her money on the line, the time and energy that goes into it. They have no idea of the emotion of losing a business, having to scuttle it, shut it down, or wondering if you can make payroll. For them, it's just fun and games. It's just, oh, so some people are going to go home for a while. They'll figure it out. It's no big deal. Because you know why? Cuomo hasn't had to do that. Do you think Andrew or Fredo Cuomo have ever worried about where their next meal is going to come from? Do you think Gavin frickin' elitist Newsom has ever wondered about a meal? Or any? You think Pritzker or Whitmer? Pritzker is a multi-billionaire that runs Illinois. You think he's worried about it? These guys haven't had to worry about anything probably most of their lives. The Cuomos grew up in the lap of luxury. Their dad was Mario was the governor, even touted as a presidential candidate many times. They don't understand it, and they play games with people's lives because they aren't made to face it. I never forgot what it felt like to walk through that factory and go, man, I didn't realize if I don't make this sale, if I don't do my job, there are consequences. I think every salesperson should be told that when they go into sales, let me show you your impact when you do your job correctly or when you don't. The Democrats have problems of their own creation. They have a southern border problem. Donald Trump had solved it, was in the process of solving it. And in the big coup, you know what they did? They said, let's play games with it. Let's let people come in. Do you know who the consequences, no matter where it falls, you know who's going to be faced with the consequences? We are. And the people who are suffering the most are going to be the ones impacted the most, and that means black folks. Folks, this is only the beginning. The Democrats want a massive influx of illegals, ergo new voters, and when they brought them in, it backfired, because that's what leftism does. It backfires every single time. Daryl Issa said this. He tweeted this. California, gyms, 10% capacity. Restaurants, 25% capacity. Churches, 25% capacity. Schools, some capacity. Border, 700% capacity. You couldn't be more right. Lots more to talk about with Captain Demento when we get back. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. Keep it here. We'll be back.
Radio show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Federal Trade Commission is warning Americans about a COVID vaccine survey scam. People are getting unsolicited emails and texts asking them to complete a limited-time survey about one of its vaccines. The scammers offer a free reward in exchange for completing the survey, but ask for a credit card or bank account number to pay shipping fees. Great Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, is dead at the age of 99. British historian Andrew Roberts tells NBC's Today Show about how life changed for Philip when Elizabeth suddenly found herself on the throne.
Instead of being an admiral, which is what ultimately he was going to do in the Royal Navy, he had to carry on for the next half century and longer, stepping two steps behind someone else. Luckily, it was a genuine love match.
You're listening to USA Radio News. New details out regarding where the COVID-19 relief package money is being spent.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The funding can be used to develop affordable housing, assist tenants with rent, acquire shelters, and secure other services. HUD said they plan to release another batch of funds targeting homelessness in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Turkey's foreign ministry says the United States will send two warships to the Black Sea as tensions between Russia and Ukraine continue to increase. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, what is the left gonna do? It's official. It's official. Homosexuality is a mental disorder. This, according to America's new boss. You do know who America's new boss is, right? China! Qi Bong Cheng! That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you guys for all that you're doing to make us more successful. I truly appreciate you. I hope that you can spread the word to all of your folks. Stop hogging us all to yourself. Let people know. Let them figure out if they want to hang out with us or not. It's okay. We won't take it personally if they decide to do something different. But we hope they will hang out and see what we do. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. LGBTQ, I can hardly wait to see how the LGBTQ go after China on this one. Whoa! It's going to be a rumble in the jungle. And of course, they have to duel it out with China's BFF. That would be Joey Captain Demento Biden. Yeah, here's how The Independent reported this story. It said a court in China has agreed with a textbook's description of homosexuality as a mental disorder, upholding a ruling by a lower court. This is not just Kevin Jackson, which I don't really care what they think about homosexuality. I don't really think about the LGBT community other than I think of them as human beings. But I'm just saying, this isn't my ruling. This isn't the conservative movement's ruling. This isn't Donald Trump's ruling. This is China's ruling. The courts in China. The decision of the Sujian Intermediate People's Court in the eastern province of Jiangsu was called random and baseless by some Chinese person whose name I can't pronounce, also known as Gigi, who filed a lawsuit. I'm guessing Gigi may just be, well, as we say, a bit light in the loafers. In 2016, Gigi had discovered a psychology textbook that described being gay as a mental disorder during her studies at the South China Agricultural University in Guangzhou in the Guangdong province. In 1990, the World Health Organization declassified homosexuality as a mental disorder, following which China followed suit and decriminalized homosexuality only 7 years later. Yeah, that, look at how forward-thinking the Chinese were. It only took them 7 years. 2 years later, in 2011, China removed it from its official list of mental disorders. The textbook being used by a number of Chinese universities is the 2013 edition of Mental Health Edition for College Students. And they tell you it was published by, and it says, it listed homosexuality under common psychosexual. I had to stop. Common psychosexual disorders. Oh my gosh. Along with cross-dressing and fetishism. Now, here's the deal. Whether you like that definition or not, it's true. It's not. Look, I'm not going to get into a discussion about whether I care about it or not, because I don't. But if I'm going to look at it from a natural point of view, you can't survive as a species if homosexuality is the way of the world. Nothing survives. It's just a pure. That's, as Joe Biden and the left would say, that's science, man. It's science. Oh, and by the way, I realize that cross-dressing is sort of a societal thing, but it is a bit weird when you sort of define these male-female roles. And I know, there are 71 genders, Kevin. I get it. But when somebody goes against the norm in those roles, it is very weird. Fetishism, it's weird. Look, people have their fetishes. I like beautiful fingers and feet. I don't like Google feet and look at them. But I'm saying if a woman has, I don't care about dude's feet, but if a woman has beautiful toes, you know, I'm talking about not hammer toe, you know, where it's like corns and, you know, and stuff like that. It's, to me, it's stunning to look at. And here's my thing. I look at people's feet because we, in the black community, I hate to say this, but it's just very true. We grow up not taking very good care of our feet. So when you see pretty feet, people that manicure their feet, they're not jacked up, they've oiled them down. And by the way, I'm not even telling you I do that to my feet. Okay, so I'm guilty. My hand is up. But when I see beautiful feet or beautiful hands, I go, wow, there's a person that says, okay, that's a part of me you're going to see quite a bit of. I better take care of it. It's kind of like one of my friends who's a female said, Kevin, I'll be honest with you. I look at a guy's shoes and I know if I'm going to want to date him or not. I'm like, really? Yeah. She said, look at his shoes. And I remember this was years ago, and I was like, well, why is that? She goes, because if he takes care of his shoes, that's not something you're going to really look at. You'll look at his face, you'll look at his suit, his dress, but you might not look at his shoes. So if you go all the way down, it just shows you the level of detail. We've all probably got some little quirk right like that. But here's my thing about fetish. It isn't like if you have jacked up, I mean, if your hands and feet are jacked up, I probably won't talk to you, but I don't like Google them and go, ooh, feet. Oh my God, look at that big toe. I don't do that. That's when you start getting into these things where you go, boy, that's taking you to the other thing, to another area. Now you could accuse me and say, well, Kevin, you seem to like women that, let me just put it this way. I'm gonna put it delicately. I'm not really into the A cup girl. You get what I'm saying? Built like a 10-year-old boy. Nah, you know, straight up and down. I like curves. And I don't want to go Sir Mix-a-Lot on you, but I like big butts, and I cannot lie. So if you put it all together, we have our propensities, we have the things that we like, you get what I'm saying? But it isn't a fetish. You know, I think a curvy woman is, I like the form of a curvy woman, the Marilyn Monroe, the Jane Mansfields, and many others. But I've dated girls that are built more manly. You know, let me correct that. They're built less feminine. Yeah, let me take that one back before the producers start looking at me funny with their little fetishes. But you get what I'm saying? So, the Chinese said cross-dressing, fetishism, and homosexuality are common psychosexual disorders. They declared they were disorders. Now, people can argue it one way or the other. I don't really, again, I got no dog in a fight. I don't have any fetishes. I don't cross dress. I'm not homosexual. But that doesn't make me any better as a human being than the people that have that. I told you guys a story. There's a Mexican restaurant Melissa and I would frequent when we lived in St. Louis. And there was a guy there who was a cross-dresser. He was not trying to be a woman per se, but he was the most gangly cross-dresser you've ever seen. I mean, he wasn't even trying to look attractive. But you could tell he liked, I mean, he just wanted to dress up. And we would strike up a conversation with him. It was weird to me because, you know, this is, and I mean, we're getting into this thing of societal norms and things like that. It's a touchy subject for many, but why can't we discuss it? So I would strike up a conversation and we would talk to this guy like, oh, how you like the food? Oh, I love it. I love it. I come here all the time. I'm like, yeah, we see you. You're impossible to miss. 6'5" in, you know, 3-inch really funky looking heels. I'm not talking about stilettos. Them boxy heels and, you know, not very attractive, looking like a woman, and you're a big old dude. And you know, he shaved, but it wasn't like he was covering up his shadow. Does that make sense? I think it does. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. It looked like Rosie O'Donnell. You know what I'm saying? So, but China is now saying, okay, we're going back to this. Gigi, 24, and her friends protested in front of the textbook publisher. They argued the book is perpetuating the belief that gay was wrong. And then, in 2017, they filed a case against the publisher asking it to remove the reference, but they lost. So, here's my thing. They lost. Let's all start posting on Facebook that being gay is a mental disorder. And watch the leftist heads blow up. But now that the Chinese have declared the LGBTQ community mental, I mean, they're effectively saying these people are crazy. Fake news outlets and social media giants can't accuse anyone of propagating a myth should they decide to repeat this. So I want to test this theory to see who's really in charge. And I'm willing to bet you can spread this theory without repercussion right now because I believe China is in charge. Hey, Hollywood, is this thing on? What are the Holly weirdos going to say now that homosexuality is officially a mental disorder? It's only a matter of time before the WHO declares the same. Then you can bet Dr. Fauci will follow suit. Will the Muslim world be vindicated and all those other cultures who might accidentally toss gays off of buildings?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftism is in for a rude awakening. They awake from a nightmare to a daily, essentially, the reality, which is a nightmare. They face it every single day. They get to watch their lives unfold right before their eyes. And they, I mean, I don't know how, what level you can go to sort of cover up these kind of lies, but I think the harder they try, the worse it gets. You ever, you know, caught somebody in a lie and you know they're lying, but you just let them do it? You know, they just keep going and keep going, and because you just go, yeah, okay, well, whatever, sure, yeah. That's the way I envision the left. They think it's working, though. And they keep going and keep going and digging a deeper hole. And maybe that was God's plan as to why he allowed the left to steal this election and put this knucklehead in place who is not running the country, by the way. And I think everybody knows that. The stats on Joe Biden are pathetic. The number of people that thinks he's think he's suffering from some sort of a dementia, the number of people that think he's too frail and feeble to be in the position that he's in, and I could go on. Yet, they sell you on polls, right? Have you ever lived in the country? Or maybe a small town? The feel of that? You ever driven through one and went, wow, watch your heart rate go down when you go through a little town. You drive through their downtown area, got the little strip show, you know, shops and things like that. See, very ordinary people. You don't see Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Teslas and stuff like that. You see pickup trucks and, you know, old cars. Sometimes you see steel cars. That's a real throwback. You don't see people dress a lot in suit and tie, things like this. I grew up in a little small town like that. I don't know what the life expectancy would be in those little towns, but I can tell you this. My blood pressure drops tremendously when I go into those little towns. The same thing happens when I go near water. If I drive through, like when I'm driving through Lake Tahoe and I see the water, my blood pressure drops. I want to talk about life expectancy because the life expectancy in America continually moves up. Even during the time of Wu Flu, life expectancy moves up for the average American. Now, Wu Flu's knocking off the 80 plus, no question about it. But as a rule, Americans are still enjoying relatively long lives, and the life expectancy numbers don't lie. I mean, it is what it is. They look at the number of people who live, who die. It's a mathematical issue. But like the Wu Flu stats and the election results, the way these life expectancy numbers are interpreted, that is where you can smell the rat. So there was an article in the New York Post, and here's what it said. New Yorkers have the third longest life expectancy in the U.S., while those born in the South have fewer years, according to this new report issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Overall, Americans are expected to live an average of 78.7 years, the report, which was published this last week by the National Center for Health Statistics, a branch of the CDC, found out. This is what their numbers generated. The state with the lowest life expectancy was West Virginia, whose average lifespan was 74.4 years. Rounding out the bottom 10, and they named the Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, South Carolina, and Missouri. All the southern states. You go live in them southern states and you can take 2-3 years off your life. These numbers, folks, are bogus, but I'll get to that in a second. On the other end of the spectrum, Hawaii fared the best with an average life expectancy of 81 years. California, New York, Minnesota, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Washington State, Colorado, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. Lying numbers. Now, let's dig into it a little bit because I decided to do this. Life expectancy, this is from 24/7 Wall Street. They say life expectancy is one of the main measures of a population's overall health. With the exception of the last 3 years, when the U.S. life expectancy dropped largely because of the spikes in suicides, opioid deaths, coronavirus-related deaths have yet to make it into the annual statistics, life expectancy in the United States has been generally increasing. Let me just say, given this serious uptick in drug use and suicide during this scamdemic, these numbers will be impacted. But don't bother worrying about the previous reference that I gave you from 24/7 because I read the rest of that report. And you want to know what they base life expectancy on? Obesity. Yep, obesity is the main statistic. But the real issues around, and maybe just singular issue around life expectancy, depends on how you look at it, lies in the stress of living in big cities controlled by Democrats. The stress of city life kills, and it kills in massive numbers. But you're not going to see this in the CDC's report, because they don't want you to understand that if you were to take out, they use Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, they pick on those states. But what they won't tell you is, if you just looked at the cities, the life expectancy drops dramatically. If you live in Chicago, not only do you run the risk of getting shot or, you know, something, but the stress you live under that's exacerbated by Democratic policies, the inability to pay your bills. You can't pay your mortgage. You can't pay that ticket. You can't get that boot off your car. You forget the crime. The things that cause your heart to ache are the problems that cities create en masse. And don't even get me started on the media. The media wants to stress you out. Think about in the time of Wu Flu when they started selling this big fat lie. What they did. Every single day on CNN, what did they do? They told you the number of people who got infected and they told you the number of people who died. Both of those numbers were completely and utterly ridiculously bogus. Both of them. They wouldn't tell you the number of people who recovered because that number was so large and so astounding it didn't fit the narrative. That's the problem. So people are scared. The kids, the generation of kids today, I don't know, give them whatever name you want to call them. They are the most fearful generation I've ever seen. I wouldn't want these people fighting, as my grandfather would say, couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. These kids are scared. They wear double masks. I mean, their immune system sucked. I don't think they've ever skint their knees. They've never hit their heads. We got them in helmets. We got them in knee pads, ankle and wrist break bracelets and all kinds of stuff to keep them from hurting themselves. And so they're completely unprepared for the real world. Man, I don't even know where to go from here with these kids, seriously. So city life, killing people in massive numbers. I don't think the CDC gives a crap about the stress of living in Chicago, a city that every weekend reports its deaths. I mean, just think about this. So many people are going to get shot and killed that it's become a story. I didn't even cover it last week. I got it in my notes. I'm sitting there looking at these notes going, wow, we didn't even cover. We have two weekends. When I come back, in fact, I'm going to talk about it this week because I'm going to cover both weekends. We have two weekends of Chicago's mass shootings and killings, and we haven't talked about it. We have a guy who had a sexual addiction who ran around shooting up massage parlors or whatever, and they tried to make it a race crime. I mean, I just want you to understand how the left wants you to buy into these narratives. They wanted it to be a hate crime against Asians. I'll talk more about that too in another show. They create all the chaos and all the havoc. They stress you out. It causes your heart to beat faster. It causes you not to relax. You can't unwind. Where could you travel to? Could you travel anywhere? Did you have a business that was suffering during the time of Wu Flu that you were afraid you couldn't make your bills? You want to know what kills people? Leftism kills people. The life expectancy, if you took away leftists, would go up 7 years in this country. Because people would be free, stress-free, and they would be free to think and free to do. And if you took out the criminal element, the violent crime element, who knows what those numbers would be? I'm curious. I'd like to see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.